are tuned in to Morning Edition on 90.9 WHYY. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's 6:45, getting bright outside, 70 degrees on Independence Mall. This week, WHYY TV is airing Ken Burns and Lynn Novick's 10-part documentary, The Vietnam War. About 10,000 women in uniform served in Vietnam during the 20-year conflict, and most were nurses. Many were fresh out of nursing school, and they were sent into combat zones. As challenging as that was, the return home proved even tougher for some. WHYY's Dana DeFilippo spoke with local combat nurses about their service overseas and their tough adjustment to life afterward.
You've heard the saying, sink or swim. Going to work in a wartime hospital was like being forced to swim across a shark-infested ocean when you've only just learned how to tread water.
I came straight from nurses training to the military. I had no idea what I was getting into.
Delaware County resident Marcia Four was 22 when she got deployed in 1969 to the 18th Surgical Hospital in Central Vietnam.
I had no experience in emergency room nursing, no trauma nursing, very limited, almost non-existent intensive care training. I was a totally, totally green nurse. To say challenging doesn't come close to the feelings that I had about being incompetent. Their lives were in my hands. I mean, I was responsible for them. And I'm not talking about somebody that's got a broken arm.
1 month after she arrived at the 12th Evacuation Hospital in Cu Chi in 1968, Doylestown resident Grace Moore was put in charge of a 70-bed unit.
There wasn't a lot of choice as far as how quickly you had to learn.
Combat hospitals were like none nurses knew from home. Many were steel prefab huts with no air conditioning or running water. Nurses worked 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. Soldiers' injuries, Moore said, were the stuff of nightmares.
The wounds were, there's nothing that could prepare you for it. I don't care what you saw in basic training, what you learned in basic training. If you see somebody with their arm or leg blown off, you don't see that in a civilian hospital as a rule.
When they got home, many veterans like Moore and Four continued their nursing careers, but they found that state law hadn't caught up with combat medicine. Four lasted just a few months at Sloan Kettering Memorial Hospital in New York.
I was not allowed to hang a unit of blood on an existing IV because it was against the law. Only a doctor could hang blood on a patient in New York State.
And how often had you done that in Vietnam?
Oh, hanging blood was nothing. It was nothing. I felt totally useless. And so I did not stay.
Four did eventually go back into nursing. Still, she, like many who served in Vietnam, kept their war service a secret for years after coming home to hostile protests over one of America's most unpopular wars.
It was really hard to talk about it because in 1968-69, it was really nasty here in the country with veterans. You know, there was not a welcoming atmosphere. Nobody needed a pat on the back, but we also didn't need to be stabbed in the back. So you just quit talking about it, that's all, and carried on with your life.
Time helped change perspectives. For veterans like Western Pennsylvania resident Joni Moscatelli, catharsis came in sharing their stories and recognizing how their war experience shaped who they became. Moscatelli served in Cu Chi. She says she found comfort in getting involved with the Vietnam Traveling Memorial Wall, a mobile exhibit honoring those lost at war. She says 40 years still hasn't been long enough to dull the pain for some veterans.
Vietnam veterans have been in woodwork for so long, it's going to be hard to get them out. I called, probably at least 50, 60 guys trying to get them to come to the wall. I remember one guy telling me, I'll be sitting up on the hill, that's as close as I'm going to get. Another guy said, I know 43 names on that wall. I can't come any closer, and I won't.
For more, a stranger's phone call in 1985 changed everything.
This male voice said, I'm looking for Grace Timke, which was my name at the time. And I said, this is she. And he said, I've been looking for you for years. And I'm like, what kind of a crank call is this?
The caller was a veteran who had been injured in Vietnam and treated at the 12th Evacuation Hospital in Cu Chi, where Moore had served. He wanted to thank combat nurses for their service, and he told her about a new chapter of Vietnam Veterans of America forming in her area. She's been involved in veterans' causes ever since.
And that's when I was able to say I'm really proud of what I did. Really proud of what I did, and I still am.
Dana DiFilippo, WHYY News.